most of the tribes welcomed all of us with open arms. They shared with us their food, their homes, and their friendship. They did not feel that there was any reason to be afraid.
In most instances, we were visitors in the world they had already inhabited for generations, a world they already called home.
This is our home, this is our land. Hills and valleys, mountains and sand. Generations lived here alone. Strangers, this is our home.
Strangers, this is our home.
Strangers, this is our home.
This is our home.
Welcome, strangers, stay as our friends. The beauty of our land never ends. When you decide you need room to stand, this will still be our land.
This will still be our land.
This will still be our land.
Still be our land.
The lands around my dwelling are more beautiful from the day when it is given me to see. Faces I have never seen before. All is more beautiful. All is more beautiful. And life is thankfulness. These guests of mine make my house grand.
Native Americans in a whole new way. But my big question now is, how did you ever really know where you were going out there in the wilderness?
It was...
Quiet, Scannon! It wasn't always easy, but with the help of Sacagawea and other guides along the way, plus the stars, the sun, the planets, and the river current, the direction was usually quite obvious.
Actually, it was our expert mastering of the sciences of astronomy, geography, geometry, physics, meteorology, and all of the earth sciences, matched with our innate sense of direction, line, and form that got us to and from our manifest destination, with nary a single missed cue.
In other words, we got lucky.